Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Daf Tes, Baba Basra 9a, pagination is 17. I'd like to do a number of quickies on the topic of tzedakah. This is a very famous section in Baba Basra on the topic of tzedakah, and a few specific pieces that I think will be illuminating. Let's start with a Gemara here on Amud Aleph, about halfway in the smaller lines. The first on the line is the abbreviation for Afalpi. The Gemara tells us in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Afalpi sheyeshal la'adam gizbar ne'eman besoch beiso. Even if a person is dealing with a trustworthy person to whom he's allocating this money for whatever purpose, for distribution, etc., yotzer v'yimne, but he should count it. Shenemar v'yotzuru v'yimnu, there's this concept of counting the money. Rashi explains, afapi she'eno ba'imo l'cheshbon la'achamikan, even though you're not going to calculate how did he spend the money. If you're handing somebody $1,000 or $950 or whatever the number is, to count the amount and hand it to them as a counted amount. Even if you trust them and you know that they're going to use it in a good way and you're not going to ask them later, so how did you use the $950 or $1,000? It doesn't matter. Counting it is a powerful expression that the money has value and that the person themselves knows that they have to be responsible with this amount of money. You may not have to give an accounting to me, but you got to give an accounting for yourself. Here's the amount of money. You yourself know. How did you use it? This is, by extension, a very useful concept in allowance as well. Not to just give indiscriminately. There should be a calculation of some sort, even when you hand a child a stack of bills, a bunch of 20s that's going to carry them for whatever they need for their expenses. Let's say they're away in yeshiva, whatever. You're handing them a stack of money. Count it. They should understand the money has value and you're giving it to them. I don't know exactly how to do this using a debit card, but a wise person will figure it out. Let's move down about 8 lines, at the end of a line. Bodkim l'ksus ve'in bodkin l'mizonos. There's a concept expressed here in the Gemara that we check when it comes to a person asking for clothing, if their claim is, I need new clothing. So we check to make sure it's legitimate. But if a person asks for food, that's a whole different situation. The person may really be starving right now, and we give at least enough to tide them over before we spend time on any significant checking. Obviously, the Gemara is expressing it, the contrast between food and clothing, but a person has to use this concept and apply it to whatever applications. A person's talking about medicine, a person's talking about anything. You have to know, if it's an imminent need, then we're not as careful because the imminent need is so important. In other cases, though, we do encourage that some checking of some sort should take place, and that to a certain extent is the role that has developed in many communities of an arrangement in which a person gets endorsement from somebody who does the checking on behalf of the community, and therefore they can just go around and right away you know that it's legitimate. Dropping down to about midway in the wide lines, we have a concept, Oni hamachzer ala psochim ein nizkakim lo. A person who's going door to door, we're not as obligated to provide their needs. And the Gemara explains what that means. A niskokim lo lematana meruba. You don't have to give him as if it became your obligation to solve their problem. Aval niskokim lo lematana muetes. But of course, you give. You give such that in accumulation of the different people that they've gone to, their needs will be provided for. Dropping down four lines, Godol hama'ase yosa min ha'osa. We have a tradition that the person who gets others to give is even greater than giving themselves. Sometimes a person has the temptation to just cover the bill themselves. You need $1,000, I'll write out the check. That's not the full picture of what tzedakah is supposed to mean. And by encouraging other people to also take a share in the mitzvah with you, that has a very special dimension. We have a Mishnah in Avos focused on this, that a person should give, and he should get others to give. If he gives entirely himself, it's considered eino ra'a b'shal acherim. He has a bad eye on other people. He doesn't want to share the mitzvah. And if he gets others to give and he doesn't give, even though he has the ability, so it's eino tzara b'shalo. He's a bad eye on his own, because the mitzvah of tzedakah brings blessing. Going back to the statement of the Gemara, Gadol ha'ma'ase, getting someone else to give is even greater than giving yourself. Again, we're assuming normal balance. You are giving, but getting other people to give as well. So there's a beautiful story that the Panavizharov solicited an extremely, extraordinarily wealthy person for a donation for whatever cause. And the man said, I will give you very generously if you can explain this statement. Gadol ha'ma'ase yosa min ha'osa. Someone who gets someone else to give is greater than the giver. If I'm going to give you right now $10,000 for your cause, according to this Gemara, I get a certain reward for $10,000 giving, and you get a greater reward because you got me to give the $10,000. How could that be? And the Panavizharov smiled and said, if you heard my heart throbbing as I rang your doorbell, you would understand. Counting up from the bottom four lines, the advice of Rava, b'metusa minaychu, I plead of you, asu b'hadei hadodi, do kindness one with the other. Look out for each other. Give tzedakah when necessary. So that there should be peace of you with the kingdom. Because we have a concept that if we do not give tzedakah appropriately, that money will be extracted from us in some other way, and Rava was nervous that it would be through unfair taxation. And therefore, he recommended, go ahead, give tzedakah generously, and it will protect you. Moving on to Amud Beis, four lines down, tzedakah, the way tzedakah works is called pruta upruta mitztarefes l'cheshben gadol, even small donations. But you now have a share in the greater cause. And Rabbi Chanina Omar Mehocha, Rabbi Chanina explained it like a garment. Ma beged zeh, just like a garment. Kol nima v'nima mitzdareves lebeged gadol. Every thread joins to become the great garment. Af tzedakah, that's how Hashem views tzedakah as well. Kopruta upruta mitzarefes lecheshben gadol. Every individual donation is joining to the greater whole, and a person has a share, he's a partner in that big mitzvah. This is one of the reasons that our tradition is that it's better to give multiple donations to many different causes rather than one big donation to one cause. Like this, you'll be a partner in many mitzvah endeavors. Another reason that's given, based on the Rambam, is that a person who gives multiple times is affecting himself and becoming a giver, a better, greater person, to see beyond yourself. And if you do one lump sum, that's nice, but when you do it in an ongoing basis, it affects the person and makes a greater impact. You'll become greater because you're giving tzedakah. The question is in application, because in our time, if a person separates his donations in certain types of ways, it does seem to be somewhat counterproductive. Because, for example, if every solicitation that comes your way, you give $5 and you're expecting them to write you a thank you, by the time the costs associated with that donation are deducted, it's questionable if that was really a cost-effective way to administer your tzedakah funds. And therefore, we have this concept of giving multiple organizations and causes, but a person has to apply it with wisdom. Finally, a word of encouragement to people who really want to be able to acquire this mitzvah properly, to be aware at the end of the small lines, Hanosein pruta la'ani, a person who gives a donation to a poor person is certainly blessed and doing the right thing, but v'hamefaiso b'divorim, if you appease him with words, it's considered even greater. And indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, the way it's recorded is that if a person gives money but with a sour face, he lost his mitzvah. Not allowed to do this mitzvah grudgingly. We have a statement, Tov Shinayim Mechalov. Teeth are greater than milk. And the Mefarshim explain the teeth that a person shows when they smile at somebody are greater in helping them than chalav, than giving them milk, which is nutritious. But we know the psychology of it. If a person is well nurtured, but they're depressed because people look down on them, then it's not very helpful. And therefore we have this concept not only to give, but to make sure to give with a smile, with a good heart, with a generous and optimistic word of encouragement. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.